worship you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We worship you, God. We worship you, Jesus. Begin to speak in the language of the Spirit right now. The presence of God is here. Come on, just open up your heart and your mind and let the Spirit of God take over. Mako shehan danabo shehan abadamasho. Mako diabadabo shekata. Ibadabo shehan abadiyado she.
Over that infirmity, What I know is that you don't come into the presence of God and go back the same as you came. But you are going here saying that transform in the name of Jesus. So I tell you that you decree and declare in the name of Jesus that no star or you won't die.
A lovely good morning to you all. You are warmly welcome to Commanding Your Morning with Jackie Speaks Life. Father, we bless your name this morning. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this glorious, this godly hour you have blessed us with. May your name be glorified. May your name be exalted. We praise your holy name for waking us up, touching us. My daughter, my son, it is time. It is by your grace, it is by your mercy, it is by the love, the unconditional love you have for us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the breath of life. Thank you for your breath of life. Thank you for your breath of life. We are able to move because of you. We are able to move, walk, speak, breathe because of you. Some are the mugs, some are the hospitals, but you have made it possible for us to be alive, safe and sound. We honor you this morning for what you have done for us. Thank you for offloading the benefit of life in us. Thank you for offloading the benefit of strength into our life. May your name be glorified. We ask that you take over today's program. Let it not be the works of flesh. For I cannot do anything without you, O God. There is nothing I can do when you are not in it. And so I ask that you take over today's program. Touch your people. Change everything that needs to be changed. Before anybody leaves this podcast, I believe that they will be blessed because you have done it. And nobody encounters the Lord and goes back the same. We appreciate you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We worship you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you, God.
People of God, I believe you are doing well. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I believe everybody is doing so well. God bless you for coming on the line. I see the junior prophet, Nana Jaden. God bless you, man of God. You're welcome to command in your morning. You are humbly welcome to command in your morning. And so God bless you. Catherine, God bless you. Abna Owusuwa, God bless you. Joyce Osei, God bless you. Roslyn, God bless you for coming on the line. If you're joining us for the first time, kindly follow us for your future notifications. Mrs. Ninate, God bless you for joining us. Chifa, God bless you. Francis, God bless you. Timuwa, God bless you. Nyakua, God bless you. Bretha, God bless you. My husband, God bless you. My Miriam, God bless you. Very God bless you. Selassie, it's been a while. How are you doing? God bless you for joining us this morning. Adomako Perpetua, God bless you. Lady, God bless you. Sweetness, God bless you. I'm a Mary baby, God bless you. Frida, God bless you. Possess, God bless you. Love and Ox, God bless you. Abigail Salam, God bless you for coming on the line this morning. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you all. I thank God for your lives this morning. I thank God for your lives this morning. Wow. Quickly, if you have a testimony, you can call in and give me it. You can call in and say a testimony with us. My God. Hello, good morning. Good morning. Can you please position yourself? Well, your network is breaking. Your line is breaking.
Please, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Amma, kindly disconnect the line and call back. The line is breaking. Your line is breaking. I really want to listen to this testimony, but the line is not helping at all. Kindly position yourself well and call back. God bless you. So, Ama, you can call back. You can call back. If you also have a testimony, you can call in. If you also have a testimony, you can call in. Hello. 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 Wow. Wow. I can hardly hear you. Oh God. I can hardly hear you. Na India memo na network nye sa no. Ene we den kemefa Ghana sa. Ama. The line is not good at all. People of God, can you hear me? Can you hear my voice? If you can hear me, give me a fire emoji. If you can hear me, give me a fire emoji. Wow. Okay. That means my network is okay. Na India for network in the other.
Last week, one Baba read that 2 days now by Uncle School. I just sat in my room and I was like, I had a problem on my head about my visa extension from my former school in general. Maybe I'm saying processing back one year to my intimacy and break you. Na mi visa mi ho se e ntim beka impimpim buske be bra se mi chi akodia. I have God, so let me pray to God. Inti ta obo oba last week na ye bom pain. I see if the prayer was mine, and so I went onto my feet and I cried unto God at my corner. Me bom pa e pa because mi ni nda so mi me nda so peni erate. Because me mami ni bi, me papa nso ni bi, me ni da so ni erate. Iti me kache me mami se, almost si mintia, almost $150. Me ni school ni principal because, iska e se ejiba e se $20, $30, awo si mintia, ada ya awo si ma e overstay wo Indians. Seriously. What should I do? Me ni ni da so na me kache me mami se, mumo luzi wo, posi mi riba miniska. My baby cramini be any your friends and we 150 yako pebi when I'm mama. Yamina ya dinya because yam yet me mamma to me my first school. Woman may be cram or be to me to my school fees. Meaning that I have God in Tino by the end of the week, you know. Na yamia man and so no, so okay. In Tino school, no cancer, no. I prayed unto God and by the grace of God and grace, Madam Fubi Femi no
say. Nyambotre, let me move to a question. And so the Indians are trying to say that you have overstayed in their country, so pay $150.
And yes, my overstay, just that the visa expired. But you are telling me,
they are staying in Ghana for like 10,000 years.
Ma, SIM card kwa wo India. How to get a SIM card to make a call kwa no? Process our be 3 months sana.
Wow.
When your SIM card do sit na ye to organ, anya is general kwa na madam speaker say India kwa impa di. Namkache na si bibi abefai. And ma, anya is. Intino, mitimi tuwaso diyo ma.
Tuwaso.
Mpacho yo. Inti, midahana, mima mifemno si a. Mary Bower down for your missing can just catch your down for so pronounced. If I call my broom, Mimi Ferry, most wicked. Let me call me quickly your name that day, no, Mary, I make him catch me, catch your rat, be ready. Yako command you a morning, ya boom, pay. You ready? Send my angels to talk to the guy. No one friend in beside me say, maybe it is panel. Madam, now what happens me? Oye, now if can one come once a month, I'm sure. Yes, me here 10,000 rupees, almost $150. No, so can meet here. Dabena. Okay, and I thank God. And there, to meet here, I'm going to be visa.
My God.
To meet here, but that's it.
My God. You can't just like that.
And I know that God is big. I tell you, if I call no tears, school fees now, I need to call no tears. Says it, I know. And
ma, yeah, some helpers.
And I'm with
you. My God, my God. This year 2022, may God proceed you to help us like this. Help us like this.
Amen.
May God align Amen. You to your divine helpers that will help you without thinking twice.
Amen.
They will help you without, even when you Amen. Not call them for help, they will call you that they want to help you. May God position you,
Amen.
Position you very well. And yet they will be positioning you to a divine helper that will help you unconditionally. You don't need to do anything to attract this help. You don't need to. The person will just be willing to help you no matter what.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wow. And so how many years are you staying?
You have me 2 days. I can't for this year, 2023, the medicine.
Oh.
Course, you 3 years.
Okay. Okay.
The boy finds they are very fine.
The Lord is good.
Yes, I agree. Yes. Amen.
Yes, God bless you for your testimony. Wow. Wow. There is no mountain the Lord wouldn't climb. The lions he would not tear up just to get to you. I love God. I love God. Oh, Jesus. Listen. When you are worried, don't ever think it doesn't affect God. God has so many ways of getting to us. Very powerful testimony, mommy. Very powerful testimony. Very, very powerful testimony. Okay, so if there are no testimonies, Father, we thank you for the testimony of our sister. May you continually bless her with divine testimonies. May she continually sing songs of testimony. When she opens her mouth, may it be full of testimonies. And I pray for each and every one on this platform that may God give you greater testimonies in the name of Jesus. Everything you are believing God for, every prayer you've been praying to God for in the secret on this prayer line, may God release your testimony to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Any testimony that is long overdue, may it be released now. May it be released now. May it be released now. That testimony of conception, that testimony, marital testimony, that employment testimony, that traveling testimony, that testimony that is long overdue, this year by fire, by tender, may it be released into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We are still dealing with the spirit of Pharaoh. We are still dealing with the spirit of Pharaoh. Yesterday I had lots of calls, lots of messages coming through and they were like, Mommy, God bless you for blessing us this morning. yesterday was powerful. We believe that today the Lord will do a new thing in our lives. The Lord will establish something greater, something more wonderful in our lives. The Lord is going to establish miracles, signs, and wonders in our life today. Yes. He's always in a position to do greater works. Okay, so shall we open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. Listen, the Lord is telling me to tell somebody here that this year you are moving forward. This year is a move. My God, somebody didn't get me. This year there is a move. And so position yourself well. Position yourself. There is a move. Spiritually, physically, maritally, emotionally, there is a move. We are moving forward. Come what may, the Lord is leading his army to move forward. The Lord is leading his army to move forward into their marriages, into their conception, into their dream land, into their dream job. The Lord is moving us. And so position yourself very, very well this year. I want you to position yourself very well. Because the Lord is about to bless some people this year. I told myself, we are going to enter through the window because I see blessings all over. Though things are going to be hard, but blessings all over, blessings all over, blessings all over, blessings all over. So shall we open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 14? I want us to listen to the word of God. I want us to know who our God is. I want us to know what God can do. Me person no binya uto swase ni situation no. Nyoma no jin sa say na enye ye. Nyami betimaye. God will do it again. God will do it again. I want to establish something in you today that God is able to do exceedingly. He's the God of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ever think of. So shall we open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 14? We are reading from the verse 1 downwards quickly. And then the Lord will speak to us. Exodus chapter 14 verse 1, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Now the Lord spoke to Moses. Tell the sons of Israel to turn back and camp in front of Pi-Hahiroth between Migdol and the sea. You shall camp in front of Baal Zephon, opposite it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the Israelites, they are wandering aimlessly in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. I will make stubborn Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them, and I will be glorified and be honored through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians shall know without any doubt and acknowledge that I am the Lord. Listen, yesterday when I was reading the scripture, I was laughing and I was smiling and I was like, this God we serve, we can never understand him. Listen, the moment you understand this God we serve, he ceases to be God. When he said, the situation you find yourself, the tears you are shedding, the misery you are going through, the disappointment in life, be me bia ban wo ko afekwa de o ma ma wari agan ni o ma ma wo ne pese ba wa kwen. Listen, God sometimes hardens the hearts of our enemies just to glorify himself. Obi ante the maker. Somebody didn't get what I'm trying to say. Somebody didn't get what I'm saying. Listen, the God you serve is not a one-way God. You will never understand him. He hardened the heart of Pharaoh just to glorify himself. Hey! I want you to understand something here today. I want you to understand the God you are serving. He uses times. He got times and seasons in his hands. The openoye, that is the sovereignty of God. The sovereignty of God means that he does what he pleases to do. The onua safora do pe and a way. Beneforce ojan pen or the kaka bo. That is how God has become. He does things. Listen, Isaiah said something. He said, I formed you for my glory. I formed you, Catherine, for my glory. I formed you in your neighbor's speech life for my glory. I formed you possessed for my glory. And so your creation, your coming live on this earth, your being born to this earth, it is not for anybody's glory but to God. And so God is using you to glorify himself. Your situation is worse, but God is using it to glorify himself. I tell you, or best sending one in Munyan. A radi best sending one in Munyan, Rebecca. Nami best sending one in Munyan Jifa. God will glorify himself. What the situation in best sending one in Munyan. I see God glorifying himself with your situation. I see God glorifying himself with your problem. I see God glorifying himself with that misery you're going through. That disappointment in life. That struggle in life. That marital struggle. That financial struggle. I see God glorifying himself with your situation in the name of Jesus. Maybe someone in your name. Nyamebe was son in what you are thankful. I'm mama who said he is God. Yes, he is God. Yes, he is God. God is going to glorify himself. What best son in what you name? I'm mama thankful who said we name. And so, people of God, I want you to relax. Be still and know he is God. Be still. Listen. He is God. He can destroy the earth within a day and create it again. He has done it and he will do it again. He's not a one-way God. Listen, God has not brought you on this earth to disappoint you. He has not called you to put you to shame. He has not called you to disgrace you. He has called you to glorify you. Nyamian fro wo se wo be se wo fro so be se wo ni manyam. So that glory will surely come to pass. Or you nyamia wants that rather. He changed not. He changed not. And so God had been the Pharaoh, of the heart of Pharaoh. He said, "For I will make him stubborn." Me as a ferade. Nyame person will say what time for. Oh, mom, we are stubborn. Have you sat down to realize that? Listen. Have you sat down to realize that? Who born pioneer and you may be to me and meet me at day pa. That time now when you say, "Oh, born pioneer membrano," Satan and meet me at day. I feel that tax me more yet day. I feel that problem me more yet day. Listen. Relax. Obviously, I swear. Obviously, I swear. And what to me at the listen? And you'll be an AB, eh? Nyame calls you a town for Macoma yet then. Well, Primo Macoma. Nyame, Primo Macoma, or Mancasa, your moon guy, guys, they are Omani Omara. Oh, we are when you're to Boisia Kuomo. Oh, we are when you're to Boisia, I can see you be at a pokoqua guomoso. We are when Yantubasia destroy your mother's grace. It was God that said, I will make Pharaoh's heart hardened. I will make him stubborn. Me, the Lord, I will harden his heart. I will make him stubborn. Remember the news and crack, 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 crack. He said, and so God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. He made Pharaoh very stubborn so that he will pursue us. And he said, so that he will pursue them, and I will be glorified. If the Bible belongs to you, underline the word, and I will be glorified. One can say, I will glorify the Israelites. And I will be glorified and honored through Pharaoh and all his army. And the Egyptians shall know without doubt. And you shall know without doubt. And you possess shall know without doubt. You joy shall know without doubt. You Mama Miriam shall know without doubt. That the Lord, he is God. And listen, verse 5. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants had a change of heart. A change of heart towards the people and said, what is it that we have done? Listen. What time for be a jail? But that's the way I work. Listen, that is why I don't want you to stop praying. Because in Penifor say, your tower when on prayer, you don't need to stop. Sometimes you pray. What's the word that? Oh, give me penny man. Listen. Sadiana winyan, udem pie bunyan, me pacho. Continue with prayer. Because the enemy will come after you. What's now I know what you want? Once yes, in what I rise up. Pharaoh said, what is it that we have done? What's now? What is that? What is that? Oh, Poku are not here to find Yamia beer choir man who yes, Capel at the enemy. What one want to say? Betanya, you mother frog. Nisikana, Mutianakana, it is 10 times better than what he used to. Nani Buafu. No man home in a so. No man homeless, listen. Don't stop praying. The enemy is always planning. The enemy is always thinking about you. We will die what done. We'll be sorry. I will die on that. Unti will fat book. I feel we may any say. Unti will come meeting. What cheap pen? What cheap paper? What cheap bench? What goddamn cross for? When I hear this castle, listen. When I hear this castle, 2022, we. Obi abo with the actual obi and the other castle. Somebody has contracted somebody against you. Somebody has contracted somebody to destroy you at the office. Somebody has contracted somebody at the marketplace to destroy you. But I pray for you. No matter their hardened hearts, they will surely know that the Lord is God. And I will be glorified and honored through Pharaoh and all his army. And the Egyptians shall know without doubt and acknowledge that I am the Lord. And they did so when the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled. Pharaoh and his servant had a change of heart toward a people. And they said, what is this that we have done? We have let the Israel go from serving us. And so Pharaoh harnessed horses to his war chariots for battle and took his army with him. And he took 600, if the Bible belongs to you, and the line 600. Listen, what time for me back? If God will open your eyes for you to know the number of people that are fighting you, the number of people that are fighting your marriage, the number of people that have aligned forces that are fighting your ministry, the number of people that have connected themselves, just to bring you down, just to destroy you. Somebody who is your friend has connected to some people. They have gathered, they have formed alliance just to destroy you, just to destroy that beautiful marriage God has blessed you with, just to destroy you. Obiti said, I can't be pune biama ope. They are joining forces. Yen yen day. At the end of the night, Ghana. At the end, there was a journey money to coin. We are all staying here. We will not allow her to go. Yen 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 yen. At the end, there was an uncle and a worry. Jaya, listen. Our enemies are numerous. There are many of them. Otafunya bakwo to danda. Don't be sleeping. The enemy, listen, if the enemy wants to destroy you, he will make sure anybody around you commit manipulate, you know. If the enemy wants to get at you, they don't work like an individual, they connect. It is a opoku anoche ni epesi esena. Ni afreway, they come together. Rise up against you just to bring you down. I pray for you. One more man back together because of you, just to bring you down. Bible said, "Bonne your madriane." They do not sleep until they have caused somebody to fall. I pray for you this morning. Any demonic personalities that have gathered, they have come together. They are declaring evil declaration against your life. They are making sure that you will never be successful. You will never succeed. Failure will always be your portion. I decree and declare that may they fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Yes. You think people love you? 600. Aside his army. The Bible said, so Pharaoh harnessed horses to his war chariots with him. And he took 600 chosen war chariots. And all other war chariots in Egypt. And then Kwana Egypt is Israel for yet Egypt. Listen, somebody asked me that, Mama, and then my yo big day. Somebody was like, Mama, my yo big day, I may brace. Mama, my yo big day, me talia na why. Mama, my yo big day. Listen, you don't need to do anything to the devil. Let me tell you the truth. But we progress. It will take some people. What did the Israelites do? They were slaves. They were slaves. Elegant lady, you are welcome. They have served under hardship for 400 years. Some people have suffered for years ever since they were born. But the enemy said no. No. Yemane won't turn it that. Debbie. Yemane worry that. Debbie. Yemane. The last time during Sunday service when my father was ministering, a demon manifested and said, Akraway, ne hu afedodo. Miana Mayanisa, Mimani Yeni Jeda, Mimenasusa, 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 Tosanamanasan Huakonfu. You see how wicked the enemy is. Osen Hua Fedodo, Obia Huna no Penasem, and Untikeke, and no cracky kintino, what Osen Huina she? On one is a wow! Her own auntie. Or see a crana who has said. Number two, obia pa crana sem obia perso bua crano. Listen, don't stop praying. No. Obi babe bua wa mo tu kwan crana yo bia. Obi babe bua edwa kop tu a jumemuna yo bia. Obi babe bua atoka ama una yo bia. Obi babe bua asifia sha una yo bia. Our rebia will be yanti a yobia. Can be a yamidi betcha wintino a yobia. Listen, you don't need to do the enemy anything before he pursues you. Your glory intimidates them. The hand of the Lord upon your life intimidates them. The presence of God around you intimidates them. The glory upon your life intimidates them. They know that you are going somewhere. Listen, no enemy will follow somebody who's not going anywhere. Hello? No demon will follow anybody who is not going anywhere. Maybe Papa be dawanim, Yedie dawanim, Awarepa dawanim, Akwantu dawanim. And so they know where you are going. That is why they pursue you. But I pray for you this morning. May your pursuers, may those that are chasing you, there you are welcome. May those that are pursuing you because of your glory, may they that are pursuing you because of your beautiful testimony, because of your beautiful destiny, may they that are pursuing you, chasing you at the offices, chasing you at the workplace, chasing you in your environment, chasing you anywhere you find yourself, I pray this morning that may the Lord cause them to die by fire in the name of Jesus. What did the Israelites do? Pharaoh, Israel for you were then. There are some demons in our families. Our mothers have not done anything to them, but they will open their mouth and release demonic declaration. Say as mercy way. Mami way ne ban wale da, mami way ne ban ye ye da, mami way ne ban ye se da. They pronounce demonic curses. And this morning, any demonic declaration made against our lives, catch fire in the name of Jesus. But yes, they will pursue you. They'll pursue you until you kill yourself. They'll pursue you until you drink a deadly substance and destroy yourself. But listen, no matter the hardship, no matter the situation you're going through, and your home bonnie, what's it? Men your home bonnie. Men your home bonnie. Men your home bonnie. God is using your problem to glorify himself. He's using that situation that looks so hard to change. That situation that looks so impossible he's using that to glorify himself. Nyame de wa samu shane wene wenyamate. Nyabutrema nyame. Be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is God. The Lord had been the heart of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And he pursued the Israelites as they were living confidently. As they were living confidently, the Egyptian chased them. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. To me be a war chase war. To me be a war chase war. War chase war. Oh chase war. Listen. There's a difference between run after and chase. Well, obi chase war. It is not easy. We have four chase war. Baby, I'm a Fabio chase. Baby, Fabio chase. Literally, Pharaoh was hunting them. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Pharaoh was hunting them. He was not run after. He was hunting them. He was chasing them. Then Israelite for ya, over 600 chariots army. And literally, if somebody is chasing after somebody, the person will not go with just an empty hand. They will go with weapons. And so I'm pretty sure that when, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, I see you coming out of that misery, okay? I see you coming out of that pain, that affliction. Listen, I'm becoming emotional right now because What the Lord is opening my eyes to see. How we read the Bible is different. But when God is interpreting the Bible to you is something else. Pharaoh was chasing them. And he was not chasing them with an empty hand. He was with weapons. And some of them were hurt. Because you're too a giant. What do you want to know? Too a giant. Now he too be. My husband said to run after somebody, to run after is just to follow without a purpose. But to chase is with a purpose. Yes! To chase is with a purpose. That means the person chasing you in your family, he or she has a purpose of destroying your destiny. Awari bi a fenti wusika bi a obenyanti adwuma papa bi a obenyanti akwanto bi a da wanim nti po chesiu. And sometimes you be hurt because their weapons may get you. Wo chesiu, their agenda is to destroy you. Their agenda is to put you to death. The Pharaoh chased the Israelites. He pursued the Israelites. He chased them with all of the horses and war chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army. Abba. And they overtook them as they came by the sea, beside Pi Hahiroth and in front of Baal Zephon. Listen, listen. As Pharaoh approached the Israelites, Do you know that? I'm about to cheer you on. Jesus. Do you know that, sir? I'm about to cheer you on. Listen, Bible Sunday school, no, my madam for no, and send me home with the CV, yo. Sunday school, listen. Find time and study the Bible, okay? Yeah, dear, when read the Bible now, catch me. You'll be deceived. You'll be deceived. Nya time, nya bre. This scripture we are reading today, nya time. Sa Bible no. Make it your own. Make notes. The Bible said, the Egyptian chased them with all the horses and war chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and they overtook them. Hello? What time for you say we'll overtake you? When you say we're never here. They think they have gotten hold of us. Listen, God is making your enemies confident. They are in a comfortable lead. Yes. Your enemies are in a comfortable lead right now. But listen, God is about to do something greater in your life. Nyame ba ba yen sentire ne do omotwa chode ye do attack ne nyawode ye do sika na ye basade ye do aware na ye basade ye do akwanto na ye basade ye. But I see the hand of the Lord. Somebody didn't hear me. I see the hand of the Lord. I see the hand of the Lord. Somebody, I see the hand of the Lord. Somebody, nyame twatch you be nyame abasa ye kese wo bi so. This is serious. I see the hand of the Lord. About to move somebody from being single to married. I see the hand of the Lord pushing somebody into her dream job. I see the hand of the Lord pushing somebody into her dreamland, into his You something is happening right now. Now in the name of Jesus. This year some people are going to travel. What I'm seeing is so beautiful. Madian talabalabosha. Rabadada kapayanta lebedebosha. I see rain falling. My God. Rabba laba laba osha. Rebe debo osha. Raka payanta. Ipa da 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 da. Ah, my God. Somebody get ready. If you have a bottle of oil, get ready. My God. You are going to anoint yourself today. My God. Jesus. I cannot sit. The anointing is too much in the studio. And so they overtook them. And as they come by the sea, beside the as Pharaoh approached, the leader of the gang, the Israelites looked up and they saw Egyptians marching after them. And they were frightened. Listen, Asembia to one me who are bow. What's the Asembia for one me who are bow? You are frightened and you are afraid. And your man call ye who are bow. Yariye be 40 years in your family. Jesus. Somebody begin to speak in the language of the Spirit. I'm seeing an arrow that has been shot right now. I am seeing an arrow that has been shot right now. An arrow that has been shot right now. Rabba laba rabo. Nyame jene mabon samsuani abre. Nyame jene mabon samsuani abre. Rabba laba rabo se. Rabba da da kapa. Rabba rabo se. Rabba laba laba laba. Rabba da 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 bo se. Rabba da ba da bo saba da ba da ba. Rabba da ba da bo se. Rabba da da kapa yanta. Ipa diante. Li pa kapo sepe. Rabba diante. Li ka pa ya pa da 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 rapa, li pa da 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 ka pa rapa, li ka pa ya pa da 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 da. Somebody pray, 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 pa da 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 da. Sandara Carabas, 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 Sandara In the name of Jesus. Listen, what we are doing is very spiritual. What we are doing is very spiritual. We are moving to be destructive, because right now the weapon I saw, it will just cause danger into somebody's life. Because as soon as I saw the arrow, I became weak. The enemy is here. God is also here. As Pharaoh approached the Israelites and looked up and saw the Egyptians marching after them, and they were frightened. So the Israelites cried out to the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, is it because there are no graves? And they said to Moses, is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What is this that you have done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Did we not say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians, for it will be better for us to serve the Egyptians as slaves than to die in the wilderness. Listen. Sometimes it is not a sin. Sometimes it's your fault to start to talk like there is no God. God cannot deliver you. Sometimes the situation is too much. You become frightened. You are in fear. Who is say ah intimidate my worry bini ah worry be ye ni ah adishemet me we school ni. A dynamic messy bini, a jumay met mena bini, a meman ebi bebeni, a warn met mauni. You begin to talk. You are a human being. You begin to question God. You begin to talk. And you open a yes, sir. There is nothing new under the sun. But listen, I see God handling your problem. I see God interfering in your situation. God is coming through for you. Then Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And Jacqueline said to his people, on commanding your morning, that do not be afraid. Take stand. Be firm. Be confident. Be undismayed. And see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. And see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you will never see them again. For your enemies you see today, when he ain't who I'm paying, when he ain't who I'm bio, yabada bosepe, radala balabosa, raka payanta, ibala bose, rebede bosepa diantelebe, raka payantelebe. I am the Moses today. I am your Moses today. For the Egyptian you see today, you will not see them again. You will never ever see them again. Be still and know that he is God. Be still and be firm. Be confident and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. And now it's 11th January, the Lord is going to establish salvation. Salvation is coming your way. Somebody shout, hey, my salvation has come. My freedom has come. My marriage has come. My conception has come. My traveling has come. My breakthrough has come. My miracle has come. My testimony has come. My traveling has come. My marriage has come. My twins has come. My conception has come. My triplets has come. My job has come. My promotion has come. Hey, devil. Today you have ended your agenda in my life. You have ended your agenda in my life. Today you have no right over me. Today you have no right over me. For the salvation of the Lord has come.
My God. My God. My God. My God.
The Lord will fight for you.
You only need to keep silent and remain calm. Listen, verse 14 says,
the Lord will fight for you. While you only need to keep silent and remain calm.
Sister, kwanu tumwate. Fawanisha watamfuwate. Mamunye diomoye. Just remain calm. Just remain silent. Just remain silent. And the Bible said, God told Moses to lift up his staff and stretch out his hand over the sea and divide it so that the sons of Israel may go through the middle of the sea on the dry land. And I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they will also go into the sea. And after them, I will be glorified. I will be honored. Nyame ba bese watamfo ate. Nyame bese ne wani manyam ate. Nyame bese ne wani manyam anopai. Nyame bese ne wani manyam 2022 yimo. Nyame ba bese ne wani manyam. Wo obeye ne ho kese. And the Egyptians shall know without any doubt and acknowledge that I am the Lord when I am glorified and honored through Pharaoh and their war chariot, the angel of God who had been going in front of the camp of Israel moved behind him. The pillar of cloud moved in front and they stood behind them. And so it came between the camp of the Egypt and the camp of the Israel. And it was a cloud along with darkness, even day by the Egyptians. But it gave light by night to the Israelites. My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. We serve a living God.
Adena edani kani ama ye no. Edani esuma ya tamfo. Nyame fani hai no. Embosum tu atamfo so. Nyame embosum entu atamfo so.
Somebody didn't hear me.
Nyame mbosum unto watamfo so. May the light God has released for you turn into darkness to your enemies.
Amen.
And so Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord swept the sea back by a strong east wind. All that night. And turned the sea into a dry land. And the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the middle of the sea on a dry land. And the waters formed a wall. The waters formed a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Into Omanemu. Omanemu. Asochi bompo no
ehum etumpo no epo asoti bi bo no nyame ma asase epiemu ma idol ffm. He is God today, yesterday, and forever. He changes not. Listen. Then the Egyptian pursued them into the middle of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his war chariots, and his chariots. So it happened at the early morning watch. To say, Eneya. It happened at the early morning watch. It happened. And let me say, what time for no? So it happened at commanding your morning. As we were commanding our morning. And your chapel, no. And so it happened at the early morning watch before dawn that the Lord looked down on the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and the cloud and put them in a state of confusion. My God. They were in a state of confusion. And now the Egyptians were asking, confused. Because if they come attacking you, they are dead. Almost signs so I near ye. There's a mark and symphony. Somebody say, hey. Oh, when God is fighting for you, it is sweet. When God is fighting for you, hey, come up. It's who they are doing and yamin come out. Bible says, so who talk up when yamin kumi mouth? Who talk up when yamin kumi mouth? And so relax. Numuncio, relax. What he has there? Oh, Papa Christus says, God put the Egyptians in the state of confusion. They were confused right now because Israelites found a chat and soon every year. Yana, you can't feel free. They say, you're quite a new man, I see you're quite a Nyame so so nya abotre e twenoma ma mu nyina be ru amfimfini. Hey, don't joke with the God we serve. Some people do not know your God, so they are joking around you. Some people do not know your God, and so they are playing hide and seek with your life and your destiny. But until they know your God, they will get to know that you have encountered a child of God. And so they were in a state of confusion. And he made their chariots hard to turn. Listen. And then person would sit in Yami to me and I say, a person would sit in Yami. We have been reading the scripture. But Yensna say, I understand what God Adina Yami in whom. When they were in a state of confusion, they tried to turn their back. Omo ya omo agin se, omo be sign one echi. Na she, Bible say, he made their chariot wheels hard to turn. My God. Nyame ma omo wheels ni mu ye den. The chariots were difficult to drive. Ayanda lava lava osende. Watamfu nyabo tre. Omu di umu agro omu. Avedye. De wase wo ode no. De wo prim na kuma no. Wo pe jane. Eje bia echa unwe siyantu obi pe jane. Nyamie ni mo nyambie be dedi to obi pe jane. A control na bient wo bi pe jane won nse won timi won nyame na sondodo won nyame a wo som no osondodo. It was hard to turn, it was hard to drive. So the Egyptian said, let us flee from the Israel. Thank God. Anyamu na mo se mo beta wo mu yi anyamu a enye mo na makoma ye din 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 na mudi yechi. And now they were crying, let us flee, let us flee, let us flee. Yenyen ntem, yenyen ntem, honey, search for the meaning of flee for me. Search for the meaning of flee for me. This is not running away. This is flee. This is flee. Like, yes, running away from a situation of danger. So that means that they saw that there was danger ahead. They saw that there was danger ahead. Listen. If only your enemy know that there is danger ahead of them while pursuing you and come out. Let us flee from the Israel, for the Lord is fighting for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea so the waters may come back over the Egyptians on their war chariots and their charioteers. So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal flow at sunrise, and the Egyptian retreated right into. So the Lord overthrown the Egyptians and tossed them into the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and charioteers and all the army of Pharaoh that had gone into the sea after them. Not even one of them survived. This morning, what the Lord is going to do for you, not even one. Pick up your bottle of oil. Pick up your bottle of oil. Anoint your head right now. Anoint your head right now. A minute. I'm getting my bottle of oil. Mandala badabosa. Labadabadabosa. Ni pa da 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 da, raba da 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 da, raba da 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 da, laba da ba da bosha, ni pa da la ba da bosha ba da ba da ba, re kapo sa ba da ba da ba, re ba da ba da ba, li kapa yanta la ba da ba, ra pa yanta la ba da bosha, li kapa yanta ibanta la ba da bosha kapa, la ba da bosha ba yanta la ba da bosha, ipa kapo re pa yanta la ba da ba da ba, and the Lord covered the Egyptians with oil, with the sea. This morning, as you pour the oil over your head, may the Lord cover your enemies. May the Lord cover your enemies. With danger, may the Lord cover your enemies. With sickness, may the Lord cover your enemies. With death, may the Lord cover your enemies. With infirmities, in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, may your enemies be in danger. Who's also be bewa? Who's also be bewa? In your answer. When you're ready, so even who are you, man? Because it could be somebody closer to you. Bible says, "If you fear for being a time for." Bible says, "If you fear for being a time for." If you fear for being a time for. Obi mami an aje no contract. Obi niamba an aje no contract. Obi wafebi an aje no contract. But this morning, as the Lord covered our enemies, we have few minutes for the after shots. As the Lord covered the Egyptians with the sea, with the Red Sea, that none of them survived. As you, if you have poured the oil over your head, type down. Let us do something quickly. Type down. Let us do something quickly. If you have poured the oil over your head, begin to speak in the language of the spirit. Begin to speak in the language of the spirit. Be on a bonfire. Be on a bonfire. Put your hand on your head. Rapada da 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 da
I see angels being released.
Nijandara Karabasandara Karabu, 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 Nijandara Karabasand Zandara karaba sandara karabu diana sandara karabu zandara karaba sandara karabu yandara karaba san masuta karaba sandara karabu turandara karabu diana san zandara karaba sandara karabu masuta karaba sandara karabu zandara karaba sandara karabu karaba sandara karaba san zandara karaba Sandara Karabu, Masuta Karabu, Sandara Karabu, Nizandara Karabu, Sandara Karabu, Dara Karabu, Sandara Karabu, Nizandara Karabu, Sandara Karabu.
In the name
of Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ, my God. My God. My God. Listen, something just happened. And I'm shocked. Seriously, I'm shocked. Whilst we're praying, I sense the oil of my Father on the platform. So quickly, I went to the listeners to look at if my Father is on the line. So people of God, my Father is on the line, and nobody gave me a hint. Nobody. You did? My God. My Father is on the line. Somebody says, yeah, they tell. My Father is on the line. Daddy, God bless you so much. You are welcome to Commanding Your Morning. Oh, my God. I love my Father so much. Seriously, I love my Father so much. He says he loves me, but my love is more than him. I love my Father so much. Daddy, God bless you. It's quite interesting. It is interesting how it happened. Whilst I was praying, I just sensed his oil on the platform. People of God, the Lord is here. I don't need to tell you that the Lord is here, but the Lord is here. God's oracle is here. And you can imagine his oil is Kerry, the international prophet, the medical prophet, the encyclopedia prophet. I am so proud of my Father. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Our time is fast spent. We couldn't come early. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your salvation this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for your salvation this morning. Thank you for your salvation this morning. Oh, Jesus, my God, my God. And from every boat is a very cool breeze. It's a very cool breeze. It's a cool breeze, so sweet. My God. Kabadaboshe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring us. Thank you for your salvation this morning. Oh, Reverend Daniel, we started yesterday. Reverend Daniel says, I am waiting for part two of this message. My God. He's a pastor. He's a big pastor, like a big man. And oh my God, I'm humbled, Reverend Daniel. I'm so humbled. I'm so humbled. I will share the part one with you. I will send the part one to you via WhatsApp. Yesterday we did the part one. It was powerful. And today we continuing with the message. God richly bless you. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for this godly hour you've gifted us. Thank you for the benefits you've flowed over our lives this morning. We give you all the praise. We give you all the adoration. We thank you for the gift. We thank you for your salvation this morning. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for destroying our enemies. they that accuse us falsely, they that pursue us, they that gather people to attack us. We thank you for delivering us from their evil hands. And we thank you that they are perishing with their evil intentions. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody type amen. Type amen. Type amen. Type amen. Type amen. Type amen. Well, God bless you all for coming on the line. This is Commanding Your Morning with Jackie Speaks Life. If you are joining us for the first time, this is Commanding Your Morning. Kindly follow us. Follow us. Follow us. So that anytime we come live, if God bless you for the gift. So that you can join us anytime we come live at exactly 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. from Monday to Friday. If you're joining us for the first time, you are warmly welcome. We appreciate your presence on the prayer line this morning. We appreciate you so, so much. We love you. And God richly bless you. Daddy, God bless you so, so much. When I'm ministering like this, I love it when my father is around. He will never tell you. I remember sometime I was ministering on a prayer line in US. I never knew my father was on the line until I was done and my grandpa told me, your father is on the line. And he'll be interceding on behalf of the daughter. I have a wonderful father. I have a wonderful father. I have a wonderful father. Oh. As so far, I am not God's oracle. My father is God's oracle. Me, I'm Oracle's daughter. The voice ni ma eduon. I'm not a man. I'm a woman. I'm a woman. But on Commanding Your Morning, I am their man. I am their man of God. God bless you all, people of God. This Friday, and on Saturday, we are having a 2 days of intensive prayers and deliverance. What is God saying? What is God saying? From 14th January to 15th January, my father is still in town. God's oracle is still in town. Okay. God bless you, Esofa. God bless you for understanding. My father is on the line. I'm God's oracle's daughter. But my father is God's oracle, yes. So on 14th to 15th January, at exactly 8 a.m. Ayanopa is in the morning. 8 a.m. sharp. We are all meeting at Life Arena Chapel International at Swami Makro, Bonsiom Junction. Wherever you are, if you are around Kumasi and its environs, you pick a car. You can get a car at Sofalan. You can get a car at Kejetia. You can get a car at Tech Junction, Anoga Junction. Tell the bus conductor you are light at Bonsiom Junction. Once a brofon, so a Bonsiom Junction means the Washing Bay Junction. The Washing Bay Junction. When you are lying there, don't cross the road. Just look behind you. There's a beautiful story building. A beautiful story building. We are up there. Just climb the story building and just join us. It is 8 a.m. Anopa, 14th to 15th, Friday and Saturday. Friday and Saturday, powerful prayers and deliverance. What is God saying? Dubbed Divine Providence with Prophet Kofi Iman, the international prophet. He came all the way from UK to do this program. Don't miss it. If you want direction, you can contact my number. Lady, are you there? Put my number on the platform. 0546-85344. 0546-85344. Contact me for direction. If you are in Accra, you can come on Saturday. Friday, then you come and meet my father one-on-one. He will have time for you. Yeah, the way he has time for people. He loves people like that. He loves people. And so don't miss this program for anything. Don't miss this program for anything. God bless you. This is how far the Lord has brought us. May the Lord bless you. Going in and you're coming out this morning. As you step out, no evil shall come near your dwelling. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord keep you safe. May we come together and meet together tomorrow once again in peace, not in pieces. In the mighty name of Jesus, have a blessed day, full of the blessings of God. In Jesus' mighty name.